The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward, but we're going to meet over here at this table. So come on up over here. You can stay standing. You'll be able to see better, I think.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good morning. Good morning. You might want to be standing because it's going to be easier to see today. Okay, so what does this look like? Because not everyone can see it right now. Yeah?
A tree.
A tree. So it's a tree. Okay. And then what does it have around it?
Fingerprints.
Yeah. Fingerprints are kind of like the leaves, right? It has fingerprints. So why do you think we have a tree with fingerprints? Yes, Teddy, why? Oh, okay, because it was a good way to make the leaves? You're right. It is a good way to make the leaves. So today is All Saints Day, and my son likes to call it Church Candle Day. That's the other name for it. But I wanted to talk to you about this tree first, okay, because we heard this word in the letter. The second reading was a letter that Paul wrote to people who lived in Ephesus. And in this letter, he talked about inheritance. Have you ever heard that word before? It's kind of a big word, but inheritance means, it can mean where we come from, what is passed down. Sometimes we might talk about it in our families about maybe there's a special item that gets passed down, or maybe you're like somebody in your family. But Paul is using it to talk about Jesus and how we are given the light of Jesus and the love of Jesus to pass all around the world. Now, are any of these fingerprints the same? No. And does your fingerprint match anybody next to you? No, not even if it's your brother or your sister, right? It's your own. But all together, we're on this family tree of faith, that we are connected to one another through Jesus and asked to use our fingerprints, but also our hearts and our words and the things we do to help spread that love. So that's what today is about. We're remembering people who have died, and we're also remembering that we're a part of what they've given to us, and we're a part of giving others the love of God. Okay? So during Sacred Space, you will be invited to come and make your fingerprint on this tree, okay? And you can also do a candle if you have an adult to help you with a candle, okay? And this serves as a good time to remind everyone that you take the unlit candle and dip it in the lit candle. That's the safest way, okay? So these are a couple things for you to think about. And we're not going to do all the fingerprints right now because there are a lot of you, which is wonderful. So I hope you'll come up during Sacred Space and put your fingerprint on this tree, okay? All right, let's pray. You ready? God of love, thank you for the inheritance of Jesus and your light for the world. Help us remember those that are lights in our lives and be fingerprints of your love. Amen. All right, thank you for coming up. Yes.
What are the names for?
Oh, you can write your name next to the fingerprint. So those are people that have done their fingerprint and written their name. Thank you. I really, my son really does call it Church Candle Day. And I love it because this table, it's kind of in the way, but it's also an invitation and a remembrance of those that are always with us. So this All Saints Day is a day that I cherish, because when we light those up and when we add our fingerprints to that, we're giving a real solid image to what we know about the inheritance that we have. I grew up with all of my grandparents and a lot of my great-grandparents. I was surrounded by them all the time. And for each of these people who have died and others in my life who have died, I have these kind of dates that float around on the calendar, right? Some of them are very specific life dates that come up each year, like birth, their birthday, and their death day. And sometimes my feelings on those days even catch me by surprise. And also, there are kind of the more vague dates, you know, times of year. I spent summers with my grandparents, or other types of celebrations that we had as a family, dates that held memories and moments and events that contributed to our relationship and their time with me. And then there's this date, this All Saints Day, a date where we are really gifted with this time to remember, to celebrate, to grieve, to mark these lives and their meaning in our life story. And this All Saints Day feels a little different than those other dates, because it is a day wrapped in the promises of God. It's a day where we remember not so much who they were, but who they are to us and how they are held in God's story, the bigger story of life, death, and eternity, and how they and we together are a blessing, how we are renewed in that light and that love through the source of Christ as our light. Jesus, in these Beatitudes from Luke, what he's really doing is pronouncing a blessing to those who are feeling pretty disconnected and out of the norms of their society, his disciples and those that have been following him. And this blessing isn't an instructive blessing. He's not telling them to go and be these things, but he is describing who they are right now in this world and telling them that they are still blessed. And this promise is the promise that you have from God too. You are infused with this light and with this love so that you are free to respond. You are free to go. You are free to love. Love your people. Love your enemies. Love the moments in life that you have been given. And this blessing is given to all the saints, all those who live in our memory, all of those who sit by us now, all of those who walk with us in our daily lives, and all those that are still to come. Those generations who will never know our grandparents, but they are still connected to them. This blessing on All Saints' Day connects us through the renewed promise and sends us to be that which Jesus says we already are, those who have agency and love to bring to the world. This happens today here when we will light the candles and we'll sing and we'll pray together. This happens in our community of faith that gathers to bring our memories and our people and our hopes and lift them up in this particular space to God. And it also happens when we leave this place. We are still connected, still have this inheritance, still called blessed and sent into a world that needs this renewal of love again and again. So what does that even look like, or how do we conceive of that, how that can happen? There's going to be as many answers as there are people in the room, but I have a video I want to show you today that was not created as an All Saints video, but it is a video that I think depicts the spirit of this, that demonstrates this blessing that we have inside of us that we don't always see, but when that light comes on, it inspires us into a way of living into this sainthood that is pronounced upon us. So we'll go ahead and see that video now. Might be Lutherans that made the video, though, because we like to eat together, so. This, to me, really showed this gathering of saints, a coming together, a recognition of connection and blessing of community, dwelling in one moment in one inspiration and movement of love. So as you remember your loved ones, also remember that you are a loved one. And you have a calling and a gift to bring that love into hallways and elevators and parks and classrooms and wherever you might be in this world. You are given to bring that renewal with love and the light of Christ. In that letter to the Ephesians, Paul reminds us of this inheritance we have through the passing on of the faith that we have in Christ. We set our hope. We set our renewal in this promise of the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and the sealing of the Holy Spirit. Linda Hogan is a Native American writer, and she says about this day, "Suddenly all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands." And God is the source of that love of the thousands. You are a result of the love that goes back to the beginning of time and extends well past the end of your time. You are claimed, named, sent, and freed out of that result of the love that God ties you to this ancestral and future eternal promise. Amen.